So I'm sat here at the South Sea Spirit Bar with Hattie.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this week?
I am good this week, thank you very much. Really excited for January. Are we partway through January?
Yeah, we're kind of halfway
there.
It's
nearly the end already.
Yeah. What have you got going on this week?
This week we have got tonight, which is Wednesday, we've got Wine Wednesday at South Sea Spirit. So we team up with Lucy from Wines by the Sea, and she picks two wines for us, only a red and a white, and we do a little special offer on it. So yeah, that one's proving popular. And what have we got on this weekend?
What you got on this weekend?
I think just
got the giggles on.
Yeah, I've got the giggles on. What I've got on this weekend. Just a nice chilled weekend.
Have you got any special cocktails on?
Special cocktails this weekend. We've got a London Calling. So that's our new cocktail. It's got just a bit of sherry in there, some South Sea Spirit Tropical Gin. It's pretty good.
Pretty tasty. I wanted like a Spanish night, and I was trying to look to see what a Spanish cocktail was, and they don't have one. It's just sherry and lemonade. And I did drink it, and it was very nice.
I mean, so. Anything with lemonade is a joy, isn't it?
Or sherry.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I hope you have a really good week then.
Thank you.
So we're at the South Sea Spirit Bar, and I'm sat here with Samo. Hello.
Good morning. Lovely.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's a bit cold, isn't it?
My hands are freezing. I feel like I've constantly got cold hands.
Oh. Maybe get some nice little gloves.
No, but it's hard to paint. It's hard to work in gloves.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like I'm just like my baseline is having cold working hands now.
Oh, yeah. Never thought about that.
Yeah.
So for people that are listening,
yes,
and they don't really know who Samo is, I find that hard to believe in this environment in Southsea, but can you tell people a little bit about yourself as an artist?
Yeah, sure. So I am predominantly a street artist, and I do installation work, I do sculpture work, I do illustration, so lots of multi-dimensional pieces, and I guess the subject behind my work is really personal as well. It's who I am. So I am an LGBTQ activist, and that speaks within my work too. As a transgender person within the community, that kind of really echoes within my message in my artwork. Yeah.
So I first met you when you were at Play Dead.
Yes.
And you were in one of the very first South Sea folk magazines.
Yeah.
So it's been really nice for me to kind of see your journey.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about where you are now, because we had a little chat before about, you know, you brought a book out called I Exist.
Mm-hmm.
When was that? What year did you do that?
So I started making that in 2020, during the pandemic, because I wanted a project to focus on. And then I had the exhibition of that a year later, and that was then, yeah, published a year after. So yeah, that was, feels like a lifetime ago already.
Yeah. So when we had Look Up Portsmouth, for anyone that wanted to visually think about who you are, you did that amazing piece at Bransby Park, didn't
you? Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that. Kind of what were you feeling when you did it? And
I mean, that was, for me, you know, still a highlight. I think painting in Portsmouth, you know, home turf, will always feel just wonderful. I think people can spot my work because it's always bright pink. There's always an element of pink, and there's always the message of love and that you are loved, which I think solely speaks about who I am and what my artwork is trying to say and communicate. You know, it is always for the community, it's always for the collective, and it's always for, you know, hopefully to resonate with people and make people feel good.
Yeah. So those colours that you said, when I wrote about you a few months ago now, we chatted about those colours and why you use those colours. And it was part of your journey, wasn't it? How was it through Reiki, self-healing, and the colour pink came up a lot, didn't it?
Yeah. And it's interesting because people, you know, always think that I use pink specifically because it is primarily associated with like genders, you know, and people go, oh, is that why you use pink? Is that why you use blue? And actually part of that is, yeah, through like a really deep, profound my healing experience that happened when I started I Exist, the book. And I had a really bad back at the time. I was unable to walk, was bedbound for 4 months, and that's when my healing journey began. And I started meditating during that time period for up to 8 hours in the day, and it took me to lots of different places, but the main colour was pink. And that's still, you know, still true to this day. When I do my meditations, the colour that comes up for me is a pink, vibrant colour. And I actually learned recently that pink scientifically activates a sense of joy when we see it. So maybe that's why, you know, that it makes me feel good as well. You know?
Yeah, so no, I definitely get
it
that.
It has to be. It's always pink. It's a non-negotiable colour now for me.
No, I love that. So you've got an exhibition coming up at the Corner Collective, which I'm so excited about. It's called Feast.
Yeah.
And so can you tell us a little bit? Now, I know we've had a little chat and there's some real kind of, you know, things that we want to keep as a surprise for people coming along to the show.
Yeah.
But what can you tell us about it?
I mean, I really wanted to start this year off doing a show within the community. You know, I think, you know me, like the community within Portsmouth is really important to me. So it was like setting the intention to start the year with, you know, something really embedded in home. And the concept really kind of came about through having some amazing conversations with my partner about who I am as an artist. You know, there were some really important inquiries with what my work is and what that looks like. And, you know, like we just said, a lot of my work is about sharing a story and self-love, and that being of service to the community.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, we were talking about what does it look like when it's just me and who I am as an artist without that. So that kind of has led to the materials and what I'm using, and that being really different for this exhibition, but with the notion of it's still about the community and what that looks like when we are all together and what it looks like when we all feast and celebrate together. So it's very different. It's very different. And I like that too. I don't want people to always be comfortable with what they think they know about me.
Yeah, that's cool. And also that kind of thing of pushing you in a way as an artist, pushing your boundaries, what you're comfortable with, not just what people are comfortable about you, but like this exhibition gives you a chance to really push that with yourself, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, you know, the message is always the same. You know, there is always a message of love and inclusion and community. And, you know, like I have on the poster for the show, there's always a seat at my table, you know, and I always want people to feel included. I think that's really important, whoever you are, wherever you're from. But I think for me as an artist, it's really key for me to explore what materials I'm playing with, how that message is delivered. You know, whether it's a book on the streets, whether it's something completely fresh in a gallery, I have to still enjoy that creative like practice, and that involves play. I think the inquiry has been going back to, you know, almost my roots of where I began to fall in love with art, and this is where I've gone back to. I feel like I've taken a bit of a pivot in my creative journey, and that feels really exciting, and I'm really looking forward to sharing like this not new aspect of me, but maybe a side that people haven't seen before.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, what I found exciting is that you got a chance to go to New York and go and paint there, didn't you? So, like, your journey of developing as an artist and predominantly street art, you know, it has taken you sort of outside of Portsmouth to lots of other places, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What would you say has been sort of, I'd say, like, over the last 4 years, what would you say has been one of your biggest highlights?
I mean, going to New York was like a bit of a pivotal moment, I think, in my personal career and just in my life. You know, I think that for me then was like, oh, okay, this is something that I can do full time, and this is what I need to do. It was the first time I painted the characters and the work that I'm still doing today, and it really kind of was like this massive trajectory then of I need to do this, and it has opened up, of course. Feel very grateful for all of these other exciting opportunities. So I don't think, I mean, that was a catalyst, but everything, whether it's local, whether it's, you know, involves traveling across the country, they all offer something different.
Yeah.
You know, I learn something about myself and the work each time.
Oh, that's good.
Which I think is really important, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, really good. And I just love that you bring in your exhibition to the Corner Collective, because it's just been such a nice space. I know I work there, but yeah, it's just been so great to watch that grow,
yeah,
and have some amazing exhibitions there and see like local artists do really well, and
yeah,
and the community really sort of, you know, accepting,
yeah,
the work here. And you know, we've got a really big street art following, it's of fans here, haven't we?
Oh, it's incredible. And you know, like, we witnessed the birth of that like over 10 years ago now, and
yeah,
you know, I remember, you know, watching that bloom from Play Dead and other incredible artists that we have that are really prominent, yeah, in the city now, and it's like, wow, we are really rich in that like artistic culture,
yeah,
of street art.
Yeah.
And for me now, it's like, okay, well, I've been part of that for quite some time. What does that look like when we open up those works, like those mediums that aren't just painting murals? And I think that's why it's so important to have places like the Corner Collective, where there are physical spaces where people can express, yeah, themselves in different ways.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. And what I love about it, I mean, I go in on a Friday and it's just like a little bit of a cool little hub where people come in and they just come and have a chat, and yeah, it's got great energy.
It's perfect.
It's a lovely space. Yeah. I'm so excited that you're going to be there.
Yeah, me too.
So what can people expect from this exhibition? Somebody walking through the door, it opens on the 8th of February, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, on the 8th from 6 to 9 is that opening,
yeah,
night.
So what can they expect when they arrive? Is there anything that you can give
like
away?
I feel like I'm being like really elusive, but I can't almost describe it too much without giving
away. Something away.
What I will say is it will be an experience. The show runs for a week, but the opening night feels key to really being able to experience what I've created.
Yeah.
There will be some familiar things, and I think that that's important, because I know there is so many people that resonate with the work that I produce. So is that undercurrent and that theme. But expect the unexpected. I want people to walk away with food for thought.
Yeah.
And that's a bit of a play on word there.
Okay.
But it's exciting. I feel genuinely really excited about this concept that is very different. And I hope that people were like, I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, that's cool.
Whether people like it or not feels really irrelevant.
Yeah.
But it's new. It feels new, it feels fresh, and it feels exciting to bring something really different to the table.
Oh, brilliant. So my other question is, what kind of street artist has really influenced you over the past year, would you say? Maybe somebody outside of Portsmouth. You know, whoever you met that you've been really inspired by.
Street art wise, I mean, my really good friend Jay, who is C-Blocks, who is up in Manchester. They were actually an artist that I went out to New York with, and they painted. But they are one of the only other trans street artists that I know, and their mural work is just phenomenal. But what I really like about them is that they are also multidisciplinary. They are not afraid to play in like the realms of other forms of creativity.
Yeah.
Because that resonates with me, right? You know, I definitely believe that I could only do one thing, and I had to do that one thing well.
Mm.
But now it's like, no, I think it's really important for me to play with lots of other things, and they do that. they're wonderful. You know, they do sculpture, they play with music, they play with muralism, and I really celebrate that, and that I find that super inspiring.
Cool.
I would also say Flem, who did actually paint at the Look Up Festival.
Yeah,
I really love their work. You know, the attention to detail.
Yeah.
But then also like the scale of other projects that they've worked on.
Yeah.
It's not just muralism. Yeah. You know, they've worked on other installations and sculptural spaces and play with that. And for me, that's like, I really love that.
Flem has got an exhibition on at the Sheffield Galleries. Are you going to go and see it?
I am, yeah.
Because I'm going to go and see it. Because I go up there all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to sort of share about it and promote it the other day. And I was thinking, wow.
Yeah,
so that's exciting.
Recently just had a friend that was like, I just went and saw it and it was beautiful.
Great.
But everything they do is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, it's really like the detail is meticulous. And I admire the effort that goes into their thought process, for sure.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So we're sat in the bar.
Yeah.
Going to think of some different questions now. So now I'm thinking about this. You don't drink anymore, do you?
I don't know.
So my question to you would be, what would you have a non-alcoholic cocktail?
Yeah.
And if you did, what, you know, do you drink them on a regular basis? What would it be? And if you don't, what kind of drink would you have? Would you have something special that, you know, was something non-alcoholic? Or would you just sort of go, no, I'm going to have a Coke or...
I mean, I don't think I've ever had a non-alcoholic cocktail, but I do like a non-alcoholic beer.
Okay.
Because I really used to love craft beer. That used to be my thing. I used to really enjoy tasting the flavours and all of the different brews, you know. In South Sea, we're spoiled, aren't we, for really wonderful drinks. But I would, if it's made really beautifully, because I used to love a cocktail as well, you know. I used to enjoy the flavours and stuff. So I probably would enjoy a good non-alcoholic cocktail as a treat. Or like on date night, going out, I would definitely enjoy that. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, brilliant. And what would be your guilty pleasure TV thing that you like to watch?
TV?
Like, see, you know what I mean? You don't want to admit it, but you really love it.
Just trying to think. Do you know what? I'm not much of like I will enjoy like a good, like... psychological thriller documentary,
right?
With my other half. But I'm more of a film buff.
Okay.
I'm more of a good film buff than like TV. Like, I generally we don't watch a lot of TV.
So if you were gonna sort of pick out a film, is there a film that you absolutely love that you think people would think, no, they never would think I would love that?
I mean, my favourite film in the world is Rocky Horror Picture Show. Like,
right,
like a go-to obsession.
Yeah.
But I feel like right now, like in this moment, like I was talking earlier about it, it's like I can't not talk about Saltburn.
Oh, okay. Like, everybody's talking about this.
I mean,
I've not seen it yet,
it's a Marmite film for a lot of people.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it for specific reasons, but that immediately is like the most incredible film for me that I've watched in a very long time.
Oh, you're making me want to. I might have to watch that.
Honestly,
later now.
Just to be able to talk about it. I think I think it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's risky and it's fun and it's creative.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
Weird. Yeah, I've heard lots of people say it's really the talk at the minute when it comes to films, isn't it?
But that's what art is, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, well, I'm so grateful that you came today.
Oh, me too.
And I can't wait for the exhibition. So if anybody wants to find out about you, where do they go?
I think the best place is Instagram. So Mr. Samo on Instagram is where I kind of post everything that I'm doing, working on. And that's like my connection point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, babe.
Bye.
Bye.